Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, clap your hands, everybody. Come on. But like this, come on. Get up on your feet, come on. If you know how.
Thank you.
supposed to go ahead and get the word of God. Right? We're so grateful that power belongs to God, and that there's nothing, hallelujah, too hard for God. Hey, man, thank you so much for coming once again. This is Bishop Thurman A. Butler, your host of MCI Block Talk Radio tonight. To God be the glory. Blessed, hope that you were blessed to enjoy this beautiful spring weather that we had today. To God be the glory. Hey, man, and I trust that you took advantage of it. Hey, man, and champions tonight, I want you to take advantage of this encouraging word tonight. Hey, man, I got a phone call, glory be to God, from an old friend. Hey, man, he reminded me, glory be to God, of an encouraging message that he heard long ago. Hey, man, it was my pet sermon, glory be to God, when I first started in ministry, glory be to God, over 35 years ago. To God be the glory. I preached the message, glory be to God, shake, shake the devil off. To God be the glory. And we talked about that sermon. He says, man of God, could you please bless me one more time with that word? Hey, man, to God be the glory. And you can never preach anything, I don't believe, if you're preaching by the Holy Spirit the same way twice. Hallelujah. But it is an encouraging word. So, champions tonight, I want you to turn with me to the book of Acts, chapter 28. Hey, man. And closing in the book of Haggai, chapter 2. To God be the glory. I just want to encourage you all today. Amen. It's a time, glory be to God, where you got to stay light. Hallelujah. For the flight. Do you hear me? Stay light for the flight. Hallelujah. Huh? Come on. Don't carry no heavy burdens. Come on. Take your burdens to the Lord and leave them. Hallelujah. Praise God Almighty. God will not have you to bear your own burdens. It's two different burdens. Burdens is responsibility. You have to bear those. That's on your cross. But anything else that weighs you down, you got to lay it aside and run with patience. Hey, man, I trust that you have the scripture today. We're going into the word of God. Hey, man, Acts chapter 28, it declared that when they were escaped, good God Almighty, when they were escaped, then they knew. And I want to let somebody know today, until you escape your situation, you're not going to be able to recognize the bondage. Until you escape where you're at, you're not going to be able to recognize that something you've been carrying. See, till you escape, glory be to God, you're not going to see the path that God has for you. Until you escape, glory be to God, you're not even going to realize where you wound up through the trial. But the Bible declares that when they had escaped, they knew that the hour was called Miletta. Let me tell you something. They didn't even know where they were at. Some people don't know where you at. You don't know why you going through what you're going through. You don't understand why you're not going further in God. You don't understand why you're not coming up higher. You don't understand why you don't desire to pray. You don't understand why you don't understand the word. Well, maybe it's because you need to escape a few things. How about, see, maybe you need to escape some of the bondages that have you bound. Because listen, as long as you're in it, it sounds all right. As long as you're in it, it seems to be all right. As long as you're doing it, you think ain't nothing wrong with it. So glory be to God. But until you escape, or once you escape, glory be to God, then you'll recognize where you're truly at. Somebody ought to say amen, champion. Well, it says that they recognize that, and the barbarous people showed us no little kindness. Let me tell you, glory be to God, when you come out of your bondage, you'll be surprised who God has sent to hell. Glory be to God. They found themselves in a place full of barbarians, glory be to God. Barbarous people, glory be to God, was not a part of the civilized portion of God's people. That's why they were barbarians, glory be to God. They was not the teachers, glory be to God, was not as sophisticated and culturized as the children of Israel. Glory be to God. The Bible declares that these barbarians showed them no little kindness, meaning that they went overboard to be kind. They didn't show no little kindness, meaning that they extended hospitality. They extended care. Glory be to God. And it's something, glory be to God, when unsaved people got respect enough for you to show you love. I'm not going to touch that today, champions, but glory be to God. We got a lot of church religious people, glory be to God, that still don't know how to show love. Hallelujah. That still don't know how to assess a situation. Glory to God. That still can't see, glory be to God, that somebody was lost, Alaba Shanda, and just coming out this town, glory be to God. And we don't know how to treat them as they cross over. Captain, I'm going to tell you today, glory be to God, when someone's crossing over, you can't show them enough kindness. You can't show them enough love. You can't show them enough care. Glory be to God. You have to extend yourself far beyond your own desire. The Bible declares that they showed them no little kindness, for they kindled a fire and received us every one because of the present rain and because of the cold. They understood the condition. They understood the need. Come on, somebody. And they blessed the people of God. One thing about this story here, people of God, is Paul had already told them the voyage was going to be harsh. They had just went through a storm where every man had to sink or swim. Come on, somebody. Because they didn't hear the man of God saying this, champion, because when these barbarous people begin to accommodate them, Paul didn't lay back. Y'all don't hear me yet. In his easy chair, in his recliner, in his Bentley, y'all ain't talking to me, in his jet, and watch the people serve him. People of God, it's time out for the anointed of God. How about you? For the leaders of God to think that they ought to be waited on hand and foot. Come on, champions. And it's time for you to stop letting people do it. Hallelujah. And tell them, I can drive myself. I can carry my own road. Come on. If I want a cup of tea, I'll bring one. I'm so glory be to God, careful of all these people that fight to serve you. Glory be to God. Had one nurse fighting with the other nurse to serve me, to bring me tea after I preach. And I never wanted no tea. Hallelujah. People fighting to carry my robe to sit in the pulpit. People fighting to open car doors. Praise God Almighty. See, they want to lift you up. Hallelujah. Till they find out something about you. Or till they think something about you. Or till they hear something about you. Or till you don't exalt them to the place they want to be. Then all of the love and service stops. I threw that in there for you, champion. Because watch the brother Paul here. Watch Minister Paul. As they can, look, the Bible declares, glory be to God, when the watch, they said in verse 3 that when Paul was gathering a bundle of sticks. Know why? Because the barbarians had started a fire for the warmth of them. And he didn't just sit back and watch all of them. He was working in ministry. I want to let somebody know that's working hard in ministry. Oh, you might go through something, but all you doing is jumping in and working too. All you doing is letting them know, glory be to God, that I'm a man like you. Hallelujah. I glory be to God. I love the Lord like you. I'm a praise God just like you. I'm not sitting in the office until praise and worship is over, and then I'm coming out like I'm the big wheel and sitting down. No, I'm going to get into praises right with you. Don't you ever lose your praise. Don't you ever lose your prayer life. Don't you ever think that you're so important that you want to sit up in the office, glory be to God, while everybody else is lifting up the Lord, glory be to God, and you sit come walking out, follow my sin. Now, y'all know how it be done sometimes. The man of God got down and dirty right with him. He did the grassroots work right with him. He went witnessing right with him. Y'all ain't talking to me yet. Hallelujah. Right in the hood. Right in the apartment complex. That's what this represents. He didn't wait for them to accommodate him. Verse 3 says that, and when Paul had gathered a bundle of sticks, he laid them on the fire. Good God Almighty. And there came a viper out of the heap and fastened on his hand. Let me tell you something. A lot can happen even while doing ministry. Just because you're doing ministry don't mean that we're exempt, glory be to God, come on, for things jumping out of the fire. Come on. Fiery dust will jump out of situations. Come on, somebody. You may get bit, hallelujah, by some situations that you go through. Hallelujah. Even in the church. Good God Almighty, somebody got to help me today. I almost feel like preaching, but I know I'm here to teach. Good God Almighty, the Bible says that when Paul gathered the bundles of sticks and laid them on the fire. Good God Almighty, when you jump right in the fire, glory be to God, with everybody else, glory be to God, you can get bit. Before we go further, thanks of God, I want to let you know, glory be to God, don't you worry. Don't you worry. Because if all you was doing is doing the work, and if all you were doing was obeying God, and if all you were doing was serving with the sisters and with the brothers, come on, somebody. Then if you got sick, it's going to be all right. Hallelujah. The Bible declares that a viper jumped out of the heap. And it's fastened on his hand. That was a problem, saints of God. Because a viper is one of the most deadliest venom, carries one of the most deadliest venoms of the snake families in the world. But the strange thing about the venom of a viper, it reacted different than the cobras. It reacted different than the boa constrictors. It reacted different in the fact that a viper's venom was so deadly that it killed you instantly. Or it had no effect on you at all. Come on, see, it affected people differently. What are you saying, Bishop? You've been bit by some things that would kill the saint of God instantly. You've been through some things, glory be to God, that would have killed a saint of God instantly. You made it through some things, glory be to God, that other saints of God would have never made it through. Yeah, you've been bit, glory be to God, by divorce. You've been bit by drug addiction. You've been bit by lying. You've been bit by alcoholism. Y'all ain't talking to me. There's a lot of saints of God been bit by the same thing you've been bit by, but you yet giving God the praise. Somebody ought to say amen. Hallelujah. Nothing wrong with getting bit. It's how it affects you. How have you been affected by the bites that have occurred you in life? Hallelujah. The Bible declares here that when the barbarians saw the venomous beast hang on his hand, them same barbarians that showed so much love, them same barbarians that received them, when they saw the venomous beast, how about hanging on his hand, they said amongst themselves, no doubt this man is a murderer. Believe half of what you hear, half of what you see, I'm sorry. Hardly none of what you hear. They saw. And they began to speak. Folk in the church have only heard. And they'll turn on you. Oh, I'm talking about the church. I'm not talking about the Teddy Church now. I'm talking to you, champions, to build us up. It's time for us to stop, glory be to God, treating each other according to what we hear or think. Somebody think you're anointed? They hug you so tight the buttons pop off your suit. Come on, somebody. But when they hear something about you, they go down the other aisle. Now, we need to stop this, saints of God, because we are the children of the living God. I see these barbarians, people, they know not God. They have to walk by sight. We walk by faith and not by sight. Hallelujah. So in them walking, sightseeing by sight, watch this, people of God. When they seen that beast hanging on his hand, they said, no doubt, this man is a murderer, whom though he have escaped the sea, yet vengeance suffereth not to live. Meaning that he's getting what he deserves. And they said vengeance is doing it. We know who vengeance belongs to. The Bible declares that vengeance is mine, says the Lord. I will repay. So they thought they seen God paying somebody the price of what they deserve. They had enough sense to know you got to leave some things up to God. You don't got to fight your own battle. Hallelujah. You don't got to lift yourself up. Hallelujah. You don't got to, glory be to God, go to warfare on your own. Somebody hear me today. You don't have to try to keep your name polished with good words. Hallelujah. You don't have to worry about nothing like that. Joseph trusted God. Hallelujah. And was sent right back to the pit for nothing. But goodness rose him back up. I want to encourage somebody today, let God take care of it. Let God raise you right back up. You may have been bitten, glory be to God, but let God speak through the bite. Hallelujah. Let God show who he is in your life through the bite. Let God move through the bite. Because a lot of people that heard you got bit. A lot of people seen you got bit. They see the beast hanging, glory be to God. But now what? Glory to God. They said, vengeance, suffer him not to live. And that fire said, and he shook off the beast. It's time for somebody to shake off the beast. Shake off that spirit. Shake off that devil. Shake off that demon. Shake off that character. Shake off that thing you've been carrying all these years in your life. Shake it off. How about see it? And he shook off the beast, the fire. Somebody got to rebuke that devil right back where he came from. Somebody got to bind that devil and send him right back where he came from. In the mighty name of Jesus, you got to plead the blood on that devil and send him right back where you came from. How about that? I'm going to shake you right off. Somebody say shake, shake, shake. Hallelujah. Shake that devil off. Good God Almighty. He shook it. Right back where he came from. It's all right if you've been bit. It's all right if it's trying to hang on. But you got to shake that thing off of you. Good God Almighty. I'm not talking about trying to praise it off. I'm not talking about trying to wear different clothes to hide it. I'm not talking about wearing a big Bible to hide it. I'm talking devil off, harassia, back into the fire. Good God Almighty. And the Bible declares, and he felt no harm. Good God Almighty. Let me tell you something. You can survive the bite, and you don't have to feel no harm. You can survive the bite and forgave whoever caused it. You can survive the bite today. When you shake that devil into the fire, you ought not to feel nothing about it. Hallelujah. Not only that it shouldn't have no effect, you oughtn't be feeling no kind of way. Too many saints of God still holding grudges against each other, still holding mistakes against each other, still holding bites against each other, and I want to let you know today, shake that devil off. How about seeing? Glory to God. Shake it off. Folk coming up in the church, know you've been bit by jealousy. You know you've been bit by hatred. You know you've been bit by unforgiveness. You know, glory be to God, you got all kind of venom all up in you. Glory be to God. How about CA? Trying to play with the venom all in you. Trying to, glory be to God, work for God with venom all in you. You know you've been bit. You ain't shook it off. You walking around with the poison inside of you. Glory be to God, like the Pharisees and the Sadducees. Glory be to God. Why do you think Jesus said, oh God, ye generation of vipers? Who warned you to flee? Because vipers carry a deadly venom. How many saints of God is carrying deadly venom inside of them? You killing the pastor behind his back. You killing the choir director behind their back. You killing the prophetess behind her back. You got to shake that thing off today. Somebody say shake, shake, shake. You trying to come into church full of poison. You want to bite somebody like you got bit. We all been bit. But some of us shook it off and felt no harm. Verse 6 declares, glory be to God, howbeit they looked. Oh, yeah, somebody looking. Somebody watching, especially when they heard you got bit. Hallelujah. People are going to watch you because they heard you got bit. They heard you was bit with adultery. They heard you was bit with fornication. Y'all ain't talking to me. They heard you been bit, so they watching you. The Bible says, howbeit, when they looked, when he should have swollen, when he should have swollen up, somebody done did something to you and they think you swole, you got to tell them, I ain't swole. Come on, ain't that what they say? I ain't swole. I ain't mad. All right, God bless you. All right, so what? I ain't swole. Folk could do stuff to you and expect the reaction from you. Hallelujah. You got to let them know, I'm not swelling up over this. I'm not getting blown up over this. I'm not angry at you. Glory be to God. I love you, and I'm shaking you off. Hallelujah. They said when they expected him to swole up or even fall down dead, suddenly, right on with his praise. He kept right on being focused. He kept right on coming to church. I want to tell somebody, don't you quit God for people. Don't you let go of God for people. Don't you stop coming to church for people. Come on. No matter what somebody do, God haven't done anything to anybody. It's time out for people quitting God. Hallelujah. Because of what somebody else done. Because somebody else got bit by something. Because somebody else got caught up in something. Now you don't want to serve God no more. The devil is a liar. You better shake, shake, shake today. Hallelujah. And shake that devil off. Hallelujah. Good God Almighty. The Bible declared they was looking for him to swell up. They was looking for him to have the same reaction anybody else would have. But we don't war in the flesh. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal today, champions. They are mighty through God to pull down strongholds, to cast down imaginations, and every high thing that is built itself against the knowledge of God. It's time for you to bring back into captivity every one of your thoughts into the obedience of Christ and shake them old things off. You got to let them know, I'm not sure. After they had expecting to fall down dead, the Bible declares, but after they had looked for a great while, somebody ain't going to believe it till they watch you for a while. But tell them, keep on watching. Glory be to God. I tell you, last week, God put something in my spirit, and we chuckled at it when I preached. I felt like James Brown. Hallelujah. And I know we laughed. We said, Bishop, what are you talking about, James Brown? He said, you can bet. You haven't seen nothing yet. He said, until you see me do, to James Brown. But I ain't James Brown, and neither is you. But you still can tell him, you can bet. You haven't seen nothing yet. Tell him to keep watching. Hallelujah. Yeah, I've been bit. Yeah, glory be to God. But I ain't swole. Hallelujah. Keep on watching. You can bet you ain't seen nothing yet. Glory be to God. Champion, I'm telling you, it's time for God's people to show up and show out. Hallelujah. He said they looked at him. Then verse 6 says, and when they looked a great while and saw no harm come to him. Glory be to God. Listen, if you forgave him, you forgave him all the way. Glory be to God. There's no way, glory be to God, you can say you forgave. Hallelujah. And it only lasts a season. If I have forgiven you, I have forgiven you forever. Y'all don't hear me. If I love you, I love you forever. God is the same yesterday, hallelujah, today, and forever. We don't serve a part-time God. We don't serve a schizophrenic God, a God that's all over the place one day and over the place the next day. They said when they looked a great while and saw no harm come to him, they changed their mind. Somebody got to live something to people change their mind. Somebody got to show something to people change their mind. Come on. They can't see us one day here, the next day here. They can't see us in and out and up and down. Glory be to God. We got to remain the same. Hallelujah, while they're watching. Hallelujah. Until they change their mind. Come on. You can change somebody's mind. You got somebody's salvation in your hand. Your neighbor may never read the Bible, but he'll read you every day you go in and out of your house. Somebody ought to say amen. Glory be to God. When they watched for a long while, son of harm came to him, the Bible said they changed their mind. Hallelujah. And they said, see, the testimony changed. See, when they saw it hanging, they said something. Y'all ain't talking to me. When they watched for a while, they said something. Their testimony changed. Glory be to God. When they seen nothing happen to him, they said he was a God. Hallelujah. You got to let somebody know today, I'm not no God. Hallelujah. But I got some God in me. Huh? How many people can say, I ain't no God, but I got some God in me? If you got some God in you, you can survive the bite. If you got some God inside of you, you can shake the devil out. If you got some God inside of you, you can withstand the trial. If you got some God inside of you, come on, somebody, talk back to me. You can stand through it and praise God through it. Come on, y'all ain't talking back to me. If you got some God, hallelujah, inside of you, you got to tell them, I ain't God, but I got some God inside of me. Good God Almighty. He said, I ain't God, but I got some God. The reason why he was able to say to God, because he shook off the beast and he felt no harm. Are you ready to shake him off today? Don't let the devil ride. Come on, somebody. I don't care who it is. Don't let the devil ride. If you let him ride, he want to drive. He'll be your boss, then your soul be lost. He'll weigh you down and turn your life around. Don't let him ride. Somebody say, shake him off. Come on, say, shake him off. Turn with me over to the book of Haggai. We're ending this off today, thanks to God. Come on, champions. We're just getting you sharp for the battle. Glory be to God. In the book of Haggai, chapter 2, verse 3 says, who's left amongst you? It's a great falling away right now. Thanks to God, it's a great falling away right now. So he says, who's left amongst you? Meaning everybody ain't a survivor. Everybody ain't staying. Glory to God. Everybody ain't holding on. But there's somebody left who seen what you went through. There's somebody left who know what you've been through. Y'all ain't talking to me tonight, champion. Somebody's left who know the truth. Don't matter how many people heard the lie, some people know the truth. Oh, glory to God. Who's left amongst you that saw this house in her first glory? Who? Who remember? Who seen the first move of God? Who seen the first stage of the glory? Who seen God moving the first time? He asked a question. He said, how do you see it now? Let me tell you something. Somebody may see you in the same state, but sooner or later it ought to change. You can't stay the same way over and over and over. You can't stay in the same state over and over and over. You are going to have to move on in the glory. You can't stay crying over spilt milk, as though they say in the world. You can't stay depressed over something that happened 20 years ago. You can't even stay depressed after something that happened 20 days ago. You got to get up, shake it off, and move on. So what if it didn't work the first time? So what you closed the ministry the first time? So what, glory be to God, people walked away from you? So what? Get up and do it again. Amen, champion. You got to get up and do it again. Shake that thing off. He said, who saw this house in the first glory? He says, people God, he says, how do you see it now? Is it not in your eyes in comparison as to nothing? Some people don't see it till it's too late. Some people don't recognize who you are till it's too late. But it's all right, to God be the glory. Somebody see. He said, now somebody may look at you like it's nothing. Like it's nothing to sow into, nothing to believe in. But sometimes you just got to wait on God. He said, yet now, be strong. You got to wait on God. If you believe God, champion, today, you be strong. Be strong like he told Zerubbabel, said the Lord. Be strong like he told Joshua. Be strong like he told Josedek, the high priest. He said, be strong, all y'all people. Glory be to God. And work, glory to God. For I am with you. If you know God is with you today, champion, it's time to get working. It's time to stop standing. Hallelujah. It's time to get up, shake off yourself, and work the works of him that sent us. Amen, champion. How many workers we got today? Oh, we encouraging ourselves to work. It's a new day, and it's time to work. For the night cometh where no man can work. Amen, people of God. Amen, amen, amen. He said, listen, your job, you just do the work. Be strong and work. For I'm with you, said the Lord. He said, according to the word that I covenant with you when you came out of Egypt. Somebody came out of bondage. Somebody left the bondage. They didn't understand where they were, like the Apostle Paul. But when they escaped, glory be to God, things changed. And God is saying, there's a word that I covenant with you when you came out of Egypt, when you came out of your bondage, when you shook that devil off, I'm going to make a covenant with you. Come on, somebody. And somebody told the devil, you can't rise. Somebody told the devil, I'm going to shake you off. Somebody told the devil, I've been bent, but I ain't swole. Good God Almighty, and because you told the devil that, and because they see that no harm came to you, God said, I got a covenant I want to make with you. He said, according to the covenant that I made with them. You got to understand some things is according to the covenant. Good God Almighty, no weapon formed against you is according to the covenant. Good God Almighty, greater is he that's within you is in the covenant. Good God Almighty, hey, you shall not fear is in the covenant. The Lord is your life and your salvation in the covenant. And according to the covenant, he says, so my spirit remaineth. Good God Almighty, greater is he that's in you. As long as the Spirit of God is at work in you, good God Almighty, you don't have to worry. As long as the Spirit of God is inside of you, you don't have to fear. As long as the Spirit of God is inside of you, glory to God, you come out with the victory. Hallelujah, somebody. Somebody know, glory be to God, that they have the victory. Good God Almighty, don't you give up on God, because he won't give up on you. All you got to do is shake, shake, shake. Ha-ha. And till you shake that devil off. Amen, somebody. He said, I'm with you. He said, my spirit remains. Good God Almighty. He said, once in a little while. He said, and I will shake the heavens. Good God Almighty, thus said the Lord, once in a little while, I'm going to shake the heavens. Do you know that we are seated in heavenly places, that we have things stored for you in heavenly places? Don't you know that your answer is in heavenly places? Don't you know your blessings come from heavenly places? He said, I'm going to shake the heavens, and I'm going to shake the earth. Y'all don't hear it. He said, I'm going to shake the heavens. I'm going to shake the earth and the sea and the dry land. I'm going to shake all nations and the desire of all nations to come. Somebody want to come to God. And when God get to shaking out the blessings, y'all don't hear me yet. When God get to shaking in the earth, good God Almighty, everything that belongs to God is coming to God. And I want to let somebody know today that God is shaking right now this earth. God is shaking up in the heavens. God is shaking the sea and the land. God is shaking down the blessings. And God is shaking down the power. God is shaking down the glory. God is shaking down. I move right now, hallelujah, and you have to be under the reign of God, hallelujah, so that you can get in the move. Somebody say, Lord, whatever you're doing, halaboshaka, in this season, good God Almighty, don't do it, hallelujah, without me. Hallelujah, God said, I'm a shake Hallelujah. I'ma start shaking. Glory be to God. All you got to do is start shaking off anything on you, because I'ma start shaking up in the heavens. Good God Almighty, it's a whole lot of shaking going on. Good God Almighty, but it's some real shaking. Not like in the church. It's a lot of shaking in the church, but ain't no bacon. Nah, I'm sorry, shaking and faking. Let me stop. Come on, we're on the radio now. To God be the glory. It's a whole lot of shaking. But it's just a bunch of faking. You shake that devil off for real, and God said, I'll begin shaking up in the heavens. I'll begin shaking the earth around you. I'll shake the sea and the dry land. Y'all don't know what's going to happen. It's according to the covenant. Hallelujah. Habasiah. He said, when I shake, that I will fill the house. Ooh, good God Almighty. Anybody want to get filled? Good God Almighty. He said, I will fill this house with glory. Hallelujah. With power, with blessings, with anointing. Hallelujah. And they can drink the deadly poison. Not just only get bit, you can drink it. And it won't do you no harm. He said, but it's according to the covenant. Hallelujah. Did you make a covenant with God? Did you make a vow with God? Have God shaken some things off of you? Shaken some things into your life? Shaken some things, come on, somebody, around you? Have God shaken some people away from you and off of you? Good God Almighty, well, you ought to just give God the praise and receive the glory. He said, when I shake, I'm going to fill the house with glory. Uh-huh. He said, the silver is mine. This is God talking. He said, the gold is mine. When I start shaking, he said, the glory, hallelujah, of this latter house shall be greater than of the former house. I want to let somebody know today, if you put yourself in position with God, if you shake off the devil, God got a blessing for you and a place for you to operate from. Hallelujah. That the glory of the house, y'all don't hear me, the filled up glory of the house, hallelujah, is going to be greater. You think you've seen something yet, champion? You haven't seen anything yet. You haven't seen the fullness of what God has for you. Hallelujah. You haven't seen the heights where which in God is going to take you. You have not seen or felt the power that God is going to operate through you. It's a few things we got to shake off. Yet a few more things that we got to shake off. And somebody going to say you are God. Ha-ha. Yeah, somebody that know all that you've been through, when they see the glory you walk in, they're going to think you're a God. Hallelujah. You got to tell them, I ain't no God, but I got some God inside of me. Come on, people of God. You got to shake everything off to the God inside of you begin to flow. To the God inside of you begin to show. To the God inside of you, everyone will know. You got to shake, shake, shake. Shake that devil off. You got to begin walking in this thing, child of God. So there'll be no doubt. Oh, yeah, let them look. Let them look, let them look, let them look. Let them look for a great while. Because they did it to every other child of God. But let them see God while they're looking. Amen. Glory be to God. It's time, people of God, to grab hold to the things of God. He said, I'll do it all according to the covenant. He said, the glory of this latter house is going to be greater than of the former house. He says, and in this place will I give peace. child of God, if you have peace with God, then it's time to have the peace of God. You don't want to have peace with him, but not have the peace of him. All of this comes with peace. You got to shake off the fear. It has torment. Shake off the anger. It has the wrath of God. The wrath of man. I'm sorry. Shake it off. Because the wrath of men worketh not the righteousness of God. Certain things, saints of God, we got to shake off. Hallelujah. You might have to shake off some friends. You might have to shake off some of the phone numbers out your phone. Some of the television shows that you watch. You got to shake and shake till you get everything that's not of God off of you and away from you. Hallelujah. And God will establish his covenant in your heart. He said, according to the covenant that I made with you, when you came out of Egypt, my spirit remaineth in you. You know what he's saying, champion, tonight? He's saying, glory to God, as long as you're in Egypt, his spirit doesn't remain. I know that's not theoretically correct, but that's a revelatory nugget. You hear me, champion? I want you to catch it. It's in the word, so it's undisputed. You just got to catch the revelation of it. As long as you're in Egypt, his spirit can't remain. Hallelujah. Oh, he can do anything but fail. But catch the spiritual nugget. The covenant that I made with you when you came out. God is waiting for us to come out of a lot of areas. Hallelujah. So he can establish some things. Glory to God. He will establish it when you come out of Egypt. Egypt represents bondage. When you come up out of that bondage you in, when you come up out of that way of thinking you in, when you come up out of that way of acting that you're in, glory be to God, he's got something he wants to establish with us. Glory to God. According to the covenant, according to the word that I covenant with you. Am I closing today, child of God? I want to let somebody see whatever he established with you, it's according to his word. See, he said, according to the word that I covenant. God will always honor his word. Hallelujah. He's not going to make a covenant with you that's against his word, that's against his will. Hallelujah, somebody. If you think God is telling you something that's against his word, or against his will, it's not God establishing it. You want to check and see if it's God establishing it? See if it lines up with his word. He said he hastened it to perform his word. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but his word, hallelujah, shall not pass away. Child of God, not one jot, not one tittle. See? To every word has been fulfilled. God will create the covenant, but it'll always be according to his will. Amen, champion. God bless you tonight. The joy of the Lord is your strength. Don't let nobody steal your joy. There's a song in the old church. It said, the joy that I have. Come on, champion. They went on to say, the world didn't give it to me. The world didn't give it, and the world can't take it away. Amen? Amen, 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 amen. God bless your champions tonight. God bless you there on Facebook land. I am your host, Bishop Thurman A. Butler of the Undisputed Truth Ministries, 1921 Darby Town Road in the eastern part of Hiranko. Our worship hour is Saturday at 12:30. We have plenty of space. We are COVID conscious. We are at the end of this pandemic. Saints of God, you had a long break. Let's get back to work for God. We are a loving church. We build champions in the Word. And we want to be in your corner so that you can be an undisputed truth champion. Come on, somebody. Where you can win every battle. You can win every bout. More than that, glory be to God, we need workers. I'm putting out the call on Facebook, glory be to God, MCI, Blog Radio. Come on, we got a lot of space, but we don't have a lot of workers. I'm starting to see how God feels. He says, the harvest is truly plenteous, but the laborers are few. That's what we're feeling here a little bit at the ministry. We're not worried because we're growing in God's own time. But I'm putting up the call to let you understand that if you're looking for a place to get busy, and looking for a place to get in the Word, good God Almighty, and get sharp, sharp as an undisputed champion, see, where you can fight the enemy. Hallelujah. You'll swing back. You don't got to just take hits. You need to come get under the Word at Undisputed Truth Ministry, where we build champions. Know why I say to God? Because we stay in the Word. And if it's in the Word, it's undisputed. God bless you tonight. Want you to shake, shake, shake. Shake the devil off. God bless you. We love you tonight. Come on and correspond. Come on and correspond. However the Lord will have you to correspond. The Cash App number is $B42. Come on and send your blessings in. Let God bless you. Amen, people of God. It's all right. So we thank you tonight. We ask that you come back next week, during the week. Friday nights, we are starting the Fresh Fire Friday, I believe it is. Woo! Pastor McNeil. Come on, we got Sunday mornings coming. We got plenty more to come. Stay here with me, MCI Blog Talk Radio. In Jesus' name, God bless you. Amen. Amen. I'm going to leave you early. Let me just pray. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you today for God, each and every one that came onto the line. Father, we thank you that you're giving them power. Hallelujah. To shake, shake, shake. Shake that devil off, Father God. We thank you, Lord God, that you're giving them, glory be to God, strength to come out of Egypt. Strength to connect with the covenant. We thank you, Lord God, that the blessings of the Lord shall fall upon every listener. Oh, God, move by your spirit. Move by your power. Let your glory be seen. Hallelujah. You in this new earth, this new house. Let the glory of the Lord, hallelujah, fill their house. More than that, Father God, let them walk in your word. Because if they're in your word, amen. God bless you. See you next week. Bishop Thurman A. Butler, Undisputed Truth Ministries. God bless you. In Jesus' name, amen. And amen.